Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator, Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here with today's program is Pastor Paul. Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I am Pastor Paul Esposito. I am the senior pastor of Island Community Church. This radio program is brought to you by the good people here at Island. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. Our service is actually, we have a service tonight coming up at 6 o'clock. We are in the book of Acts. We'll be in chapter 3. We'd love to see you tonight. We roll out the blackboard. It's open for question and answers. And it's also streamed online. Live on the Island Community Church Facebook page. So I encourage you, get into the Word of God here tonight. Spend some time in the Word of God. It'll definitely change your life. As you know, by tuning in here to this Christian radio station, WMIE or WWBC, you know how much Christian radio and sitting under the Word of God and hearing the Word of God. We know faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So I'm grateful that you guys have tuned in. If you're tuned in at 5:30, you got half an hour still to make it to church tonight, and you'll be warmly greeted by our wonderful and awesome church family, and we're going to have an excellent time in the Word, Acts chapter 3 here tonight. In the meantime, this is part 2 of this sermon I just preached on Sunday. It's entitled Climate Change. Everyone's got an opinion. Especially the politicians. They want to blame people and other politicians for climate change. So the question, my question is climate change real or not? Now we're finding out in here, as I said in part 1 of this sermon yesterday, it's going to be real. We're right in the middle here of where we left off in the two witnesses. That's where we're going to pick it up here in a moment, where the Bible says that these two have the power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. Now, think about that. 3.5 years of no rain. 1,260 days on a 360-day prophetic Hebrew calendar. It's 3.5 years with no rain. Imagine the pandemonium at Walmart. If you thought Black Friday was bad, imagine how it's going to be here with 3.5 years with no rain. You see, these are the kind of things that's going to usher in this man of sin, who I proverbially like to say, he's going to come riding into town in a refrigerated Zephyr Hills truck, with the water beating up on the outside of it because it's ice cold. And he's going to be handing out all the water that you want in exchange for one little thing. That's what we're looking at here today. If you'd like to hear this whole message, islandcommunitychurch.net. There's a link on there that says, I think it says prior broadcasts. You'll see it listed right there. It says the all new climate change. And I encourage you to hear that. Share it with someone else. Is climate change real? Oh, it's going to be. We're going to hear a word from the greatest meteorologist ever, the Apostle Peter, as well here coming up here with this program. So, okay, again, well, I invite you to church tonight. We'd love to see you at 6 o'clock. If you can't make it, join us live, Island Community Church Facebook page. Let's get into the Word now. This is part 2 of this message on climate change. You guys got 2 kids. Imagine serving that to Vinny and Giovanni. Oh, what's for dinner, honey? Oh, we got some bird poop and a donkey head. But you'll have an alternative. All of you will. You can have all the water that you want. All you got to do is just agree with the government. Agree with the government. All you do is you just take a little mark right here. I bet you this Antichrist is going to ride into town in a Zephyr Hills truck. A refrigerated one even. Sound like Snagglepuss. A refrigerated one even. With water dripping on the sides. And it's cold. And here you are eating bird poop. Here comes the water truck. You can have all the water you want. All you gotta do is one little thing. Obey the government. Obey the government. And take this mark right here. That's why the Bible says when Jesus comes back, it said they're going to see him and they're going to wail. That's not going to be my response when he comes back. How about you? You're going to rejoice when he comes back. The people here that drank the Kool-Aid are going to look up and they're going to look down and see it right there. I gave in because my child was thirsty or hungry. I gave in and I did what the government said and took the mark. Now, this story here of this goes on here. It says, then the king of Israel was passing by on the wall, and a woman cried out to him, saying, help, my lord, O king. And he said, the king said, if the Lord doesn't help you, how am I going to help you? Then the king said to her, what is troubling you? And she said, this woman said to me, give us your son so that we may eat him today, and we'll eat my son tomorrow. So we boiled my son and ate him. And I said to her on the next day, give us your son so that we may eat him. But she's hidden her son. Don't you think they still would have been full from the day before? Good Lord, you just ate a child on Monday, and now it's Tuesday, and you want the same? I won't even go to Sonny's 2 days in a week, in a row. Oh, maybe 2 days in a week. Maybe even three. But you see, in desperate times, people do desperate things. And don't be like Peter and say, that'll never happen. Oh, you might do that. Jan might do it. Bill might do it. Ann might do it, but not me. I could never do that. They'll be sifting you as wheat when you say that, too. Even Satan's got you pegged, and he says that. You can read that in the Bible, what Satan thinks about you. The book of Job, chapter 2, verse 4. He said, skin for skin, all that a man has, he will give for his life. That means the devil is betting that you are going to give in and take that mark right here in order to have some water. He's banking on you to do that. It's your decision. Sorry, I'm a little excited this morning. It's human nature. People will practically do anything to save their own hide. You've heard about it in the news. Back when Ebola was killing everyone. And this guy, this Liberian, got on an airplane willingly with Ebola. And they said, are you sick? He goes, nope. Infected 260 people with it. Because the devil's got us pegged. Skin for skin. I encourage you to trust God in the face of adversity. And don't give in to what the devil tempts you to do. Trust God. He's got you this. How in the world do you think you hit 30, 40, 50, 60, 90 years old? You think you did that on your own, Ron? You had help to hit 90. You had help. And all of us have. God is large and in charge. And he's not done with you yet. The Bible said, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it. Until the day of Jesus Christ, that's the day he's coming back. You say no to the mark of the beast and no to the devil's water and trust in God. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he's going to take care of his own because that's what my God does. He takes care of his own. Read it from cover to cover. He had a bird bring Elijah a steak dinner once. He had a bunch of thirsty Jews. He hit a rock and water gushed out.
Because God takes care of his own. Trust him, not the government. When the government tells you something different than what the Word of God says, trust God, not the government. And here I thought this sermon was going to be short. I was worried. I didn't want to say goodbye to everyone at 11:25. Back to these two witnesses. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. And, A-N-D, that's how you spell that, meaning he's not done yet. They have the power over waters to turn them to blood and to strike the earth, not just Jerusalem, with all plagues as often as they desire. Now that puts Captain Ross and Darren out of work. As he reminded me the other day, no grass. You can't cut grass. Darren's by vocation, only owns a landscaping business. Jim's a professional fisherman. Ain't going to catch too much in there then. Maybe some carp. What are you going to do when you lose your job? Trust God or go to the government for a handout? All you got to do is just take a little mark right here. That's all. You can have all that you want. So is climate change real? Church, not only is climate change real, climate change is the catalyst to usher in the end of the world. Jesus said in Luke 21:25, he said, there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the seas and the waves roaring. Just like Jim Cantore down there in the Weather Channel. Back to you, Helen. Standing out there in the beach. Can you see it now? Can't you see all these waves coming in and them blaming Donald Trump for it? Instead of looking up, because it's coming from up there. It's not coming from Mr. Trump. It's coming from Almighty God to get your attention that Jesus is coming back soon. But men will blame Donald Trump for this like they do everything else. And they'll be too ignorant or filled with rage to see and understand that this climate change has come from God and not from Donald. It's how convenient to blame Donald for everything. Much as he's a wicked man himself, you can't blame him for climate change. Now, Jesus continues, men's hearts fail in them for fear and the expectation. I mean, think about it. 20 years ago, they never would have elected a president who did the things that this knucklehead did, Trump. Can you imagine that? If Eisenhower got busted for doing what he did the night before an election, or anybody else, you'd be an outcast and thrown out of this country. Jesus continues, men's hearts failing them for fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. Wow, here comes the Lord. Now when these things begin to happen, look up, lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. All this, perhaps, in your lifetime. Are you guys ready for his return? We got three today here that are really extra ready here now. Ed, Elsa, Lori, through their obedience to the word of God. Are you ready for his return? Now, the greatest meteorologist who ever lived is St. Peter. Let's hear what he has to say. 2 Peter chapter 3. Starting in verse 13. It says, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts. You see, these are easy to recognize. disprove Jesus lived like a devil, right? Disprove the Lord, who needs any morals? Disprove Jesus, create and terminate lives as you wish, like they do today. So, know this, that scoffers are going to come in the last days walking according to their own lusts. Friends, turn the television on. Put on the Discovery Channel.
In search of the bones of Jesus.
That's what's airing on the Discovery Channel. Verse 4, saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning. But this they willingly forget, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then was perished, being flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by that same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. Meaning, judgments come once. Same as it did back then in Noah's day when people were just going about their daily lives and not looking up. Just as it happened once, it's going to happen here again. But the world, he said, is reserved for fire. Now that's the future of planet Earth. Regardless of if you take away my gasoline or my combustion engine or take away the tax-exempt status from this church, tax me or not, fine me or not, silence me or not, brainwash our children or not, lie to everyone or not, you ain't stopping climate change from rolling in. There's no stopping it. Climate change ushers in the end of the world. Hello, famines, COVID, earthquakes. That's not climate change. There's signs for you. That's tomorrow's newspaper. God's giving you tomorrow's newspaper. When you see these things, COVID and earthquakes and people hating each other, nation rising up against nation is the Greek word ethnos, ethnicity, black against white, people hating each other. That's not one of those. It's a sign Jesus' return is near. He even says, Bill, he said, behold, I'm at the doors. He's not sitting anymore, I don't believe. I think he's standing now. And you'll know his return is near when you see these things going on. Peter continues, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. So for all those Democrat alarmists out there who the Republicans all mock, who claim there's only 12 years left until climate change destroys the world, guess what, Alexandria? You're more right than you realize. Except don't blame Donald Trump for it. You need to look up instead of blaming a politician. Because this is an act of God. And it's going to destroy all the ungodly and everyone who rejects Jesus Christ. First verse I had you write on the bottom of that handout was this. Second, it's Galatians 6:7. It says, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, this he shall also reap. The Apostle Paul wrote, Jesus is coming back in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on all those who don't know God and on those who don't obey the gospel. 2 Thessalonians 1:8. And the greatest threat is not to the water or to the planet, but the greatest threat is to your soul. Jesus said, fear him who is able to kill both body and soul in hell. That is whom you should fear. Let me finish Peter's text. He says, therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? All right, now, since all this stuff is going to happen, what kind of people should we be? Yeah. How should we live? Three things. Number one, be ye holy. That is, once again, don't be like this world. Don't sell your child for some bird droppings. Second verse I had you write on the handout was 2 Corinthians 6:17. God says, come out from among them and be ye separate. He's calling you out of this evil world. Praise God. So be ye holy. Number two, be ye godly. Godly. To be godly is to have godly attributes. God's love, mercy, forgiveness, righteousness, etc. Love what God loves and hate what God hates. For you to be godly, you love what God loves and you hate what God hates. Remember that old axiom, hate the sin and love the sinner. Love the sinner. Thank God they didn't give up on me, Darren. All those years of living like a devil. My brother told me, you know, in spite of all the insults I gave him, he said, I never gave up and quit praying for you. God is long-suffering. There's another godly attribute, right? Let's be long-suffering. Let's not give up to love and pray for our family or friends. And the third thing, looking for his return. So be holy, be godly, and you should be looking for his return. Hebrews 9:28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear a second time without sin unto salvation. This is what we need to be doing, friends. We need to be looking for his return unto those that look for him. Jesus is coming back again for all of you that are looking for him. And if it's not literal looking up, it ought to be spiritual. You're looking for him by how you live. You're looking for him by what you do in your life. You're looking for him by what you hold important. You're looking for him on what you refuse to do in this world and in your life. That's how you're looking for him. Is that you? Are you looking for his return? Do you have a crick in your neck? You know, every one of us need to be going to the chiropractor. What's wrong? I got a crick in my neck because I can't stop looking up. That's how we ought to be. That's what they did in the book of Acts, right? They were looking up. Why stand ye gazing up? The same Jesus who was taken up from you will so come in like manner. Revelation 1:7, behold, he's coming in the clouds, and every eye will see him. Even those who pierced him are Jewish brethren. Is climate change real? Answer, it will be. And quite frankly, it is. But don't try to control me and blame a political party for it. Give credit to where credit is due. Don't blame the government for climate change. God's trying to get your attention. Are you listening to him? Can you hear him? Are you paying attention to him? Are you looking for him? In the days of Noah, all the people were oblivious to the coming judgment of God. May that not be said about you and I here today. And one other thing. No force in this universe can stop climate change or slow it down or change it. No matter how much of your money the government takes or how many of your freedoms they take away from you, that's not going to stop climate change. Because no one can stop this locomotive named Jehovah when it's time for his return. For as such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Are you ready for his return?
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Be with us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
From Loveworth Finding Ministries, here's pastor, teacher, and author Dr. Adrian Rogers with a treasure from the Word.
I want to tell you that next to ridicule, I believe that discouragement is the devil's chief tool. There's a legend that tells about the devil one day who was auctioning off his tools. And he had all of his tools out there. There was pride, and there was laziness, and there was arrogance, and there was hate, and there was envy, and there was jealousy, and all of these tools. And he had a high price on all of them. But there was one tool that had a sign under it, not for sale. Sort of a strange looking tool. And someone said, what is that tool and why isn't it for sale? And he said, I couldn't afford to get rid of that one. That's my chief tool. It's discouragement. With this tool, I can get into a heart and pry it open. And once I get into that heart, I can do most anything I want. Discouragement is my chief tool. I know that more damage can be done by discouragement than almost any other thing. Did you know that if you're not careful, even you could get discouraged? Do you want me to tell you why you get discouraged? I'll give it to you in a nutshell. You've taken your eyes off God.
For more about Love Worth Finding and Adrian Rogers, visit our website at lwf.org.
Prisoner.